বাবা সাকার মুরলি, 18th January 2023. Sweet elevated versions of beloved Bap Dada to be read in class on the day of remembrance of Pitashri. Essence, sweet children, be trustworthy and check yourself with honesty to see to what extent you have become perfect. In order to become perfect, continue to remove your weaknesses of body consciousness. Question, what bargain have the children made with the father for the future? What benefit do you have of that bargain at the confluence age? Answer, whatever you have, everything worth straws, including your body, you surrender all of that to the father and say, Baba, we will take everything from you there, that is in the future. This is the best bargain of all. By doing this, everything of yours remains safe in Baba's safe, and you have the limitless happiness that you are only here for a short time and that you will then be in your kingdom. If someone asks you, tell him, Wah, we are claiming the inheritance of unlimited happiness from our unlimited father. We are now becoming ever healthy and ever wealthy. Om Shanti. The spiritual father explains to you spiritual children, sweet children, when you come and sit here, be soul conscious and sit in remembrance of the father. You have to pay this attention forever. While you are alive, continue to remember the father. If you do not remember him, the sins of birth after birth will not be cut away. The discus of self-realization of the creator and the beginning, middle and end of the creation should also turn around in your intellects. You are lighthouses, are you not? In one eye, you have the land of peace, and in the other eye, you have the land of happiness. While sitting and standing and moving around, consider yourself to be a lighthouse. By considering yourself to be a lighthouse, you benefit yourself and also others. Baba shows you many methods. When you meet someone on the road, tell him, this is the land of sorrow. Do you wish to go to the land of peace and the land of happiness? Give him a signal. A lighthouse also gives signals. It shows the path. You also have to show the path to the land of happiness and the land of peace. Day and night, you must have only this one concern. When you explain even just a little to someone with the power of yoga, the arrow will quickly hit the target, and the one who is hit by the arrow will quickly be wounded. First, they are wounded and hurt, and then they belong to Baba. You children remember the father with love, and so the father is pulled. Some don't remember him at all, and so the father has mercy. Even so, he says, sweet children, continue to progress. Make effort and claim a number ahead. The purifier, the bestower of salvation, is only the one father, and you have to remember that father alone. Not just the father, you also have to remember the sweet home. Not just the sweet home, you also need prosperity, and so remember the land of heaven too. The Father has come to make you, sweetest children, perfect. So be trustworthy and check yourselves with honesty. To what extent have I become perfect? The Father continues to show you the way to become perfect. The main weakness is body consciousness. Body consciousness does not allow you to move forward in your stage, and so you also have to forget your bodies. The Father has so much love for the children. The Father is happy to see you children. So you children should also be just as happy. You should bubble up with happiness inside by remembering the Father. Every day, your mercury of happiness must remain high. The mercury will rise with the pilgrimage of remembrance, and it will rise gradually. By having defeat and victory number-wise, according to your efforts, you will claim your status according to the last cycle. As the detached observer, Bab Dada continues to see the children's stage and also continues to explain to you. Both Bab and Dada have a lot of love for you children because you do lovely service every cycle and you do it with a lot of love. However, if children do not follow Srimat, what can the father do? The father has a lot of mercy. Maya defeats you and the father enables you to get up again. The sweetest of all is that one father. How sweet and how lovely Shiva, the innocent God, is. Innocent Shiva is the name of only the one. Sweet children, you are now becoming very, very valuable diamonds. Jewelers always keep their valuable diamonds in a bank for their safety. You Brahmin children are also valuable and you are safely sitting in Shiv Baba's bank. You are now in Baba's safe and are becoming immortal. You are also gaining victory over death. Now that you belong to Shiv Baba, you are safe, but you still have to make effort to claim a high status. No matter how much wealth, etc., people in the world have, all of that is to finish. Nothing will remain. You children now do not have anything, not even those bodies. Also, give those to the Father. For those who have nothing, it is as though they have everything. You have made a bargain with the unlimited Father for the future new world. You say, Baba, whatever we have worth straws, even those bodies, we are giving all of that to you, and then we will take everything from you when we are there. So it is as though you have become safe. Everything is now safe in Baba's treasure store. You children should have so much happiness inside you that there is now only a little time left, and that we will then go to our kingdom. If someone asks you, tell him, Vah, we are claiming our inheritance of unlimited happiness from the unlimited Father. We are becoming ever healthy and wealthy. All our heart's desires are being fulfilled. This Father is so lovely and pure. He is making souls pure, the same as Himself. The more you remember the Father, the lovelier you will become. Deities are so lovely that even now their non-living images are worshipped. So you children also have to become just as lovely. You must not remember any bodily beings or anything at the end. Baba, we have received everything from you. You sweet children have to promise yourselves, I will not perform any sinful action that would make my conscience bite. Therefore, as much as possible, continue to reform yourself. Make effort to claim a high status. Of course, everyone is number wise. Jewelry is also number wise. Some have a lot of defects, whereas some are completely pure. The father is also a jeweler, is he not? So, the father has to examine each jewel very carefully. Which jewel is this one and what defects does he have? The father will look at the very good, pure jewels with a lot of love. Very good, pure jewels are kept in gold containers. Children understand for themselves what type of jewels they are and what defects they have. You would now say, Vah, Sadguru, Vah. You have shown us this path. Vah, fortune, Vah. Vah, drama, Vah. You say from your heart, Thank you, Baba, that you taken two handfuls of rice from us and you safely give us 100-fold return in the future. However, in this too, you children need to have very broad and unlimited intellects. You children continue to receive plenty of treasures of the wealth of knowledge, and so you should have limitless happiness. The purer your heart is, the purer you will make others. Only through the stage of yoga does your heart become pure. You children must have a keen interest to become yogi and make others into yogis. If you have attachment to your body and are body conscious, you must then understand that your stage is very weak. Only soul-conscious children become true diamonds, and so, as much as possible, practice being soul-conscious. Remember the Father. The word Baba is the sweetest of all. The Father will sit you children on his eyelids with a lot of love and take you with him. By staying in remembrance of such a Father, you must be totally intoxicated. Being in remembrance of the Father, you will become very happy and cool. Just as the Father uplifts those who defame him, in the same way, you have to follow the Father. Be bestowers of happiness. You children now understand the secrets of the drama. The Father tells you the news of the incorporeal, the subtle, and the physical worlds. The soul says, "We are now making effort to go to the new world. We will definitely become worthy of going to heaven. We will benefit ourselves and others." Acha, the Father is explaining to you, sweet children. The Father is the remover of sorrow and the bestower of happiness. And so, you children also have to give everyone happiness. You have to be the Father's right hands. The Father loves such children. The right hand is used to carry out auspicious tasks. So, the Father says, be righteous in everything. Remember the one Father, and your final thoughts will lead you to your destination. Finish your attachment to this old world. This is a graveyard. If you die while thinking of your business or your children, you will ruin everything for nothing. By remembering Shiv Baba, you will become very prosperous. When you become body conscious, everything is completely ruined. By being soul conscious, you become very prosperous. You must not have a lot of greed for wealth. By worrying about that, you will even forget Shiv Baba. Baba sees to what extent you surrender everything to the Father and to what extent you follow his Srimad. In the beginning, even the Father demonstrated this by becoming a trustee. He surrendered everything to God and became a trustee himself. I just have to use everything for God's task. You must never be afraid of obstacles. As much as possible, use everything of yours in a worthwhile way for service. Surrender everything to God and be a trustee. Sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, good morning from the mother, father, Bap Dada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children.
The spiritual children say padam guna, remembrance, love, good morning and namaste to our spiritual mother, father and Bap Dada. Acha, Om Shanti.
Avyakt Elevated Versions, 1977. Are all of you able to experience the stage of remaining stable in your form of being beyond sound for a long period of time? Are you able to remain stable in the experience of coming into sound for a longer period? Or are you able to experience the stage of being beyond sound for a longer period? The closer you come to your final stage, which is the Karmatit stage, the more love you will have for remaining stable in the stage of silence, of being beyond sound. While stable in this stage, you are constantly able to experience supersensuous joy. With this stage of supersensuous joy, you will easily be able to invoke other souls. This powerful stage is called the World Benefactor stage. Just as nowadays, with science, you are able to experience things being very close. A distant sound is heard to be very close by way of a telephone. A scene somewhere far away is very clearly visible on a TV. In the same way, no matter how far away souls are you able to make the message reach souls through silence? Let them experience it as though someone has physically given them a message in the corporeal form. While sitting at a distance, they will experience a vision of you elevated souls and see the divine activities of God as though it is all happening right in front of them. You would be visible through thoughts. That is, you would be playing the part of attaining success through thoughts. That is, of being beyond sound. However, the way to attain this success is to stabilize yourselves for the maximum time in your form of silence. This is why it is said, silence is golden. This is said to be the golden aged stage. By remaining stable in this stage, you will be able to bring about greater glorification through less expenditure. You will be able to have greater results through less expenditure of your treasures of time, energy, and physical resources. For this, simply remember one word. What is that one word? Balance. Let there be a balance in your every deed, thought, and word, in your relationships and connections. Then, rather than ordinary, your words, deeds, thoughts, relationships, and connections will be seen as alaukik, that is, they will seem miraculous. From everyone's lips and mind, the sound will emerge that this is a miracle. According to the time, the speed of your efforts and the speed of world service have to be very fast. Only then will you be called a world benefactor. Most of the souls of the world are invoking the revelation of you, specially loved souls, and the Father. However, the specially loved souls are not invoking those souls as much. What is the reason for this? You are taking too much time for your own limited household of your nature and sanskars. Just as souls without knowledge do not have time to listen to knowledge, in the same way, many Brahmins do not have the time to remain stable in this powerful stage. This is why there is a need for you to become volcanic. Seeing everyone's household, Bab Dada smiles because everyone has become too busy. You are very busy, do you not? In your original stage, you will be constantly free. You would attain success and also be free. Since the instruments of science can be controlled from Earth when they go into space and the spaceships can be directed as and when needed, then can you embodiments of the power of silence not serve any soul through any kind of service you wish in the corporeal world on the basis of your elevated thoughts? However, you do have to remain beyond your household. That is, you have to stay up above. Use all the treasures that you have been told about, not just for your own selves, but for the whole world. Do you understand what you now have to do? Show a balance of serving through sound, serving with some physical means, and serving by being beyond sound in a subtle way with the greatness and the power of elevated thoughts, and the drums of destruction will then beat. Do you understand? You are making many plans, and Bab Dada is now also sharing his plan. Because of not having the right balance, you have to work hard. After carrying out a special task, you generally take special rest. However, in the final plan, you will experience tirelessness. Acha, to the souls who use all their powers for the world benefit, to those who are embodiments of success through their thoughts, to those who are free from their households, to the elevated souls who remain constantly stable in the stage of silence, Bap Dada's love, remembrance, and namaste.
The spiritual children say, Padam Gunar, remembrance, love, good morning, and namaste to our spiritual mother, father, and Bap Dada. Acha, Om Shanti.
Blessing. May you be a master bestower of peace and become an instrument to establish the new world with the power of silence. In order to accumulate the power of silence, stay beyond your body and become bodiless. This power of silence is a very great power. The new world is established with it. Those who are beyond sound and stable in their form of silence will be able to carry out the task of establishment. Therefore, be a bestower of peace, that is, be an embodiment of peace and bestow rays of peace on peaceless souls. Especially increase the power of silence. This is the greatest of all donations. This is the most loved and powerful thing. Slogan: to have good wishes for every soul and aspect of matter is to be a world benefactor. Acha, Om Shanti.